Engineering.
Hello, family. My name's Leanne, and I am an addict.
Amen.
And it is always a privilege to be asked to share my strength, hope, and recovery. Sometimes I don't know that I have very much of it, and I get tired. And so it's a joy to be here and feel like I might have something to share that'll help another suffering addict. What I can tell you is God presents me with situations that offer me the opportunity to contribute. One of the young ladies who was sponsored by a young lady that I sponsor happened to be in the room when I came in, and we chit-chatted and did that little kissy face huggy bear thing for a second, and then I just walked away from her, and what I did was I walked around and started picking up the trash in the room. See, they had 6 and 7 were the steps that they just finished doing here, and you know, people with 6 and 7 still got a bunch of trash laying around, and they're working at picking it up, you know, looking for that humility. And since it tells us that the first line in step eight talks about our newfound humility, I'd ask you all to reach into that humility. And when you leave this room, we'll leave it cleaner than we found it, because we're doing something today about ourselves and how we stand in our community. But I have to tell you, I got up and I started just picking up the coffee cups that people left, because somebody will pick it up. You know how that is. And the young lady watched, and she wasn't stupid. She said, well, that's what my sponsor's doing. There must be something about recovery and picking up those coffee cups. And you know there is. And that's my experience of recovery, is I learn by listening to people who went before me, but by watching people. A long time ago, somebody said to me, somebody sounds good in a meeting, that's wonderful, take what you need, but then follow them into the parking lot and see if they're walking the walk that they're talking about. And so now we go to 8. I just had to make my little plea to ask you all to pick up your stuff when you leave, because it makes us look good. You know how that is. I don't know about y'all, but I got that addiction to looking good. And there are people laughing because they know it's true. I'm kind of sorry they stuck 8 and 9 together, like they're joined, because the first thing they say to us, it's like 4 and 5. We work 4 without thinking about 5, and we make that list in 8 without thinking about what we might need to do with that list. I was told by my sponsor that 8 is the only 2-part step we have. It says we made a list, and then we became willing. And I don't know about anybody else in this room who's worked an 8th step. When I started that list, I wasn't willing, because my fear of what would happen was too intense. And my sponsor said to me, well, you know, why don't you just make the list? And don't be too worried about what you got to do with the list. And that's what I did. And it took me a while to make my 8th list, because I didn't understand a lot of things. I'm one of those addicts who had cash register honesty. I truly didn't steal. And it's real simple. My mother caught me stealing a candy bar when I was 4. She made me walk into the store and tell the man that I had stolen the candy bar. I didn't ever want to have to do that again. So I didn't steal things. And I thought that I was so better than, because I didn't steal things. And my sponsor said, you ever steal a friend's good feeling? And I had to take a look. Well, what do you mean? No. How could I do that? Ever anybody come to you feeling really good about something and you cut the underside of it out of there, being like real innocent about that stuff? And I had to take a look that I did that, because sometimes that's how I felt better about myself, was to take a little bit of your joy away. The list got bigger and longer. And my sponsor didn't allow me, there weren't any generalizations. You know, it wasn't like, oh, well, I owe it to the meeting over there on 5th Street. I owe an amends. My sponsor said, who in that meeting do you owe an amends to? We didn't get to, you know, like, yeah. My sponsor said the more specific I got, the better my recovery got. And what my sponsor was saying to me is the more I delved into my own dishonesty and became willing to be honest about my part in things, that my recovery would grow. And I have to tell you all, the first time, and I also have to say this, and it's true for some people and it's not true for others. I have a sponsor who believes that there is a step after step 12, and that is step 1. And if you aren't, and my sponsor, and I'm saying anybody, I am not in a place to judge anybody else's recovery. My sponsor says, I don't care how long you've been here, if you are not working a step, you are not in recovery. And every once in a while I get that pat, oh, I work 1, 2, and 3 every morning, and 10, 11, and 12 before I go to bed. My sponsor says, that ain't shit to me. What step are you working right now? Pen and paper. The girls that I sponsor, they start on the first step. They learn to read, and then they learn to write with a pen and a paper. That way, when they get to the fourth step, they aren't trying to figure out what a piece of paper and a pencil are. They know how to use them. At any rate, my eight-step list was long, and I met up with my sponsor. My sponsor had a magic marker, and my sponsor said, nice list, flipping through the pages. And then my sponsor got out that magic marker and started going, and I'm like, I worked really hard on that list. And my sponsor said, that little girl that you hit with the dodgeball in fourth grade doesn't even know who you are. It don't matter. And I'm going on about, it has been a long time since a man fooled around with my knees, and I just, I'm going to stand here and enjoy it. Screw it. Y'all do with that whatever you want. I do not feel I owe you an amends for that one. I'm sorry, was it too loud? I don't need the damn microphone. Y'all get that? And if you don't believe me, ask the girls I sponsor, because they can hear me. I mean, they can hear me in Philadelphia, can't they, baby? Yes. So my sponsor kept knocking stuff off of this list. And finally my sponsor says to me, damn, you think you're pretty damned important, don't you? You're just not that powerful, sweetheart. You know, a little slight here and a little slight there. And it was important that I wrote down those things because it let me take a look at my pattern of behavior. You know, I hadn't been through 6 and 7 to be stupid standing up on top of 8. It was about me, and it was all about me. And a lot of my 8th step was reaching for that humility, learning that I wasn't that powerful. But it also taught me to watch my mouth. You know, people get up in my face, and I am talking about they are at a gunfight with a knife. Because I am hard, and people will tell you, I am not Miss Oh, thank you so very much. I believe that recovery is a big deal, and I will pound on the table for it. And it comes back to that humility. And that was the process of my 8th step, was the struggle to write it down. And I'm going to tell you all, if you haven't gotten to your 8th step yet, you will. And you'll be done with that first 8th step. And by the grace of God, you will remain in recovery. And if you've got a good sponsor, you'll come back around and you'll get back to that 8th step again. And you know what? If you think that first 8th step list is hard, wait until you've been in recovery a little while and you got to start writing down another 8th step list and start looking at how you've treated your fellows in the rooms. Now, and y'all may be above that kind of stuff. I'm not. You know, there are still parts of me that need to grow, and I'm grateful for that. You get to the 9th step. See, why do they have these steps stuck here together? I should have talked to Richard before and said, all right, guy, look, I'll take whichever one you don't want. Because it's hard to put them together, you know. The 9th step is about giving it all to God and God stepping into your life and giving you opportunities. I learned from my sponsor, when my sponsor was teaching me to spell humility, that I didn't need to chase after making those amends. I had to be willing to make them, and the opportunity would present itself. I'm not telling you that there weren't people that I needed to go and knock on their door. Of course there were. But I didn't have to chase it down. It would come. When I did my first eight step, I didn't think I had any financial amends because, is that me, Homan? God damn, am I good. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
You are.
All right, so I did not, I got so excited about Homan, I forgot what I was saying.
Financial amends.
Oh, good, thank you. See, she'll remind me. I didn't know any financial amends because, remember, I had cash register honesty. Very shortly after I finished doing my eighth step, an old dealer showed up at the door and said, excuse me, but you owe me 10 grand. I went to my sponsor. I said, this fool thinks. And, I mean, you know, that was part of the game. You all knew what the rules were out there, didn't you? Sometimes you got stuck. Sometimes somebody took down both ends of the deal. Oh, well. My sponsor gave me that. I'm sorry, excuse me. And I said, come on. That was then. This is now. I'm clean. My sponsor says, do you owe the man 10 grand? I said, well, I probably owe him about 12. My sponsor said, well, tell him to meet you at midnight after late but straight every other Saturday, and you will give him $1,000. I went, but why? I'm clean. And my sponsor said, yeah, well, all right, so your money's clean. You owe the man the money. So better than a year into recovery, I was meeting a dope man at 12 o'clock every other Saturday night to pay back a debt that wasn't on my eight-step list. And my sponsor just smiled and said, you see, God loves you. And God wants you to be clean. And to be clean, that means you just got to clean up the stuff you left behind. And I don't know about y'all, my experience is that if I have trash behind me, it will come on around and be in front of me again. My friend Johnny G used to say, what you don't deal with today, you will deal with tomorrow. Ninth step, there's so many good ninth step stories. You know, you go and you make a ninth step. I have to tell a ninth step story a friend of mine told me. He had unmercifully teased this young lady when they were in high school because she was not attractive. And she so much wanted to be a part of that crowd, and they just weren't having any part of that. And y'all, I don't know about y'all, I know about that high school stuff. And he went. She was supposed to be home from spring break at, I don't know. Anyway, he went to her house and she wasn't there, and he talked to her mother. And he told her mother how he felt about having been so cruel to her in high school. And her mother said, oh, let me show you a picture of the girl as a model. Is making a lot of money as a model. Do you think that she was really concerned about what he said to her in high school? Hell, it might have been the one thing that drove her on. So you see, what you think, where you caused harm, that's what my sponsor was trying to teach me. I wasn't all that powerful. And then, you know, there's some harm that you think's insignificant that was deadly. And it's hard. That's why we have sponsors. The sponsors help us clarify what needs to be. I don't know, have you all heard, and if you've been in any step meetings, do not do the steps without a sponsor? If nobody's told you that, believe me, it's a big deal. Because if I had gone, you know, like head on without my sponsor into this, I could have gotten shot for not paying that man back, but for a lot of other things. It's important that we have sponsors who explain to us what is and isn't important. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm very self-important. And of course, I think everything I do is going to affect, you know, I mean, the old tsunami effect. You know, I drop the rock and the waves go everywhere. It's not true. I'm pretty insignificant. As a matter of fact, I'm just really a common garden variety junkie, you know. But I learned a lot of that when I got to eight, you know. And I do. I love that first line. Our newfound humility. I had found it. I had not learned how to use it. I hadn't learned how to respect it. I hadn't learned how to recognize it. And that's what my sponsor helped me do. 8-step causes a lot of grievance. For me, it caused a lot of grief because I had to deal with people that were gone, that weren't here anymore. And my sponsor and I worked out a way to handle those amends. You have to watch the clock because I'm not... Are you watching it? Thank you, baby. I just ramble, guys. You've got to understand, I'm old. I haven't been around a long time. I've only been here a few 24 hours. And I just go off into la-la land. I do the best I can. What I can tell you is that these steps, as much as 4 and 5 helped you look at who you were, and as much as 6 and 7 gave you the opportunity to change how you show up in your life and the life of others, 8 and 9 is where you really start cleaning up the street. It is where you really start cleaning. And here's the deal. This is what I believe. It's not written in the book. It's what I believe. Is when I clean the path behind me, the path before me becomes brighter. It becomes easier to navigate. The other thing about 8 and 9 is you learn not to repeat the same mistakes. You know how they say insanity is repeating the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result? Recovery is about learning to make new mistakes and about having a sponsor to help you decide whether or not you want to make them again. I'm so discombobulated. What I know about 9 is when I was done with 9, I didn't ever want to have to do another 9th step again. And I don't know about anybody else. When I got to the 8th step, I had so much shame and so much guilt and so much embarrassment attached to my behavior that I did not think that I could go through. I didn't think I could go any further. You know, it was the old, I'm willing to do the work on me, but now I got to take it to the street. And it was with the encouragement of my sponsor. And also my sponsor knocking the sticks out from underneath me, you know. Leon, you're not that important. Cross that one off, cross that one off, cross that one off. But then we spent long times talking about the ones that my sponsor believed were not only to my benefit, but to the grace and hoping for the grace of another. When I finished doing that first 9th step, and it was finished with the exception of 2 individuals who weren't available, and I wanted to stay there because I wanted to finish it. And my sponsor said, no, we'll go on to 10, and God will give you an opportunity when it's time. You know, I think a lot of 9, for me, a lot of step 9 was about learning what in God's time means. And I was in the middle of my 11th step when I got to finish my 9th step. And it was finished because I was coming out of the hospital the night my father died. And I went to a meeting. And there was somebody there who I had been unusually cruel to and deceitful with prior to getting clean. And that person sat with me from 11 to 3 in the morning and held my hand. So I got through the death of my father. And I had the opportunity to make an amends. And that's what my sponsor meant when, yes, there's some here. We don't get to finish this one and kind of block it off like we do a lot of the others. The ones that are most difficult, the ones that aren't available right now, they will come to you when God deems them properly timed. So that's again about the humility that you pick up in 8 and 9. And I don't know about anybody else. The thing that I'm most grateful for in recovery is I can actually laugh at myself, which is, of course, something I could never do before. And the thing that I struggle most for is a little bit of humility. And my belief is that the real humility comes when you're actually evaluating who you are with the opportunity that recovery has given you to determine who you want to be. And I'm done. You can let Richard fill up my time because I don't have a clock. Richard, I'm bowed to you. There you go, baby.